Really? Seriously? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's the start of a Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
Let's get this Friday out the way. We got a 3-day weekend. Come on, men. Dance. Dance. I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself. Jay's not here.
Yay.
He's on vacation.
Yay.
Civil. Come on, Civil, dance with me. Come on.
What the heck?
Come on, Civil, dance with me. Man, dance, Civil.
Come on.
Man, dance. Dance. Dance, Civil.
Is it wrong for a woman to man dance?
It is wrong, but come on, Civil. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Come on. How? Woo! What? All right.
Come on.
Cut it right there,
Superman. What, you can't handle it? You can't? This is as far as we go? What? Huh? You done?
Yeah. I've never heard that before. That's the first time I've ever had a woman that say that to me before. I've never in all my years. How's it go again? What did you just say?
Huh? You're done? That's it?
Really?
No more?
You've obviously said this before.
Well, yeah, I have.
Oh, my God.
I'm not proud of it, but yes, I have.
I've never heard that before in your life. In my life.
In your life?
Mm-mm. Okay. My life. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right. So it takes a village, and to replace J. Anthony Brown. So coming up this morning, Don D.C. Curry, Dominique, and D-Ray Davis.
Wow, that's a lot.
It takes a village.
That's a big village to fill one spot.
To fill one spot. Yes. Don D.C. Curry.
And is walking.
Dominique and D-Ray Davis.
Boy, he looks like he was rode hard, too. Look at him.
Who? Oh, D.C. Curry just walking
in
the Red Velvet Cake Studios? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm in Miami this morning.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, starting my weekend off.
That's the way to
start. Right.
Uh-huh. And Pripper.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wipe the sleep out your eyes. Come on.
That's such a nice radio way of putting it. Sleep.
Like the sleep out your
eyes. What's going on, Tom?
I can't believe you're sleepy.
I'm good, man.
Because you get up early and listen to the show every day.
Every day, man.
We receive text messages and all kinds of messages from you every day.
Yeah, I have a comment here and there. You know,
yes,
I'm an emotional guy. Sometimes I listen to you, Tom, and I had a TV on mute. And, you know, I be reading the caption on TV, and so I get my stories a little mixed up.
But we love that you're out there.
Oh, I'm out there.
Where you working this weekend, Don?
I'm in Arlington at the Improv.
Okay.
And glad to be there.
All right. You started last night? You didn't get a chance to watch the game?
Started last night, but I watched the game.
Uh-huh.
I watched the game, man. I watched as much as I could. Then when I came off, it was still on right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took care of business.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Warriors hanging in there, man. My namesake.
Who's your namesake?
Stephen Curry, man.
Y'all not related?
Well, you know, they say.
He's on the light skin side of the family.
Man, in my family, they call me Redbone at the family reunion. So I don't see how we could be, but I'm holding on to that.
You are the red bone in your
red bone, man.
When you go to the family reunion.
As dog as I am, I'm red bone.
That's funny.
But my mama's side of the family was very light.
Very fair.
But of course, they were not Curry's originally.
But, right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, your mama and your daddy, the only ones in the family that are not related. Did you realize that?
You're the common link.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Children related. If children related to the mother, related to the father, but your mom and daddy not related. In most cases.
Yeah.
Depends on what region of the country you're in. You could be cousins. Parents could be cousins. Not calling out any states or anything, but you know who you are. But anyway.
You know who you are, Donald Trump states.
Donald Trump states. That's the only thing that makes sense in this whole campaign.
Oh,
you're
man.
Right. You are absolutely right. These inbreds are for Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump, what is the world coming to, man?
That's why they're so messed up in the head.
Right, man. Something wrong with them, man. What is the world coming to?
My goodness, man.
Where I know this is like a gift from the comedy gods, this whole election year. It's got to be.
I think we're headed for a civil war.
But you, okay.
I think we're headed to a civil war.
Yeah.
You really do believe that?
I really do believe that. Maybe not in my lifetime or yours. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not my lifetime, it wouldn't be in yours, Sybil, because I'm going to outlive you.
Okay. All right, then.
Donald Trump is going to lead us to the next civil war?
Straight to a civil war. Straight to a civil war. I think the only good thing I can see out of this is it shows, and I'm proud of America and how far we've come, but it just shows how far we have to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that thought because Barack was in there and racism had dissipated it, hello.
Yeah.
Put everybody back to work. All the civil rights people back to work. By the way, Sybil, did you know one of your biggest fans is actually in Atlanta, where I'm from?
Is that right?
Yeah, talk about you all the time. Congressman John Lewis.
I love Congressman
Every time
Lewis.
He opens his mouth, all he talking about is civil rights, civil rights, civil rights. I'm like, the rest of us got rights.
Just me. Yeah.
Civil rights.
Oh, when'd you write that one, man? When'd you write that joke,
he's
man?
He's got a million of
man,
them.
You wrote that one just for the show.
That's just for the show, man.
That was just for the show. Man, you put the work in. When did you write that one? When did you have time? How long you been holding on to that one?
You are the crazy.
But we agreed that you would come in, about a week ago, and you went to work right then. I got to come up with something. And that's a good one. John Lewis talks about you all the time.
All the time.
Civil rights. And that's a good one. Ooh.
She holds y'all together.
Oh, man. Jay going to be mad now.
Yeah, Jay made comments sometimes. Man, I can tell when civil's not around. That is not a civilized comment.
Yeah.
Uncivilized.
I can hear him now. Yeah, Don D.C. Curry coming in here with a good joke. Want my job. You know he's jealous. You know he's...
He may be calling any moment, D.C.
Wait till that gets back to him. Don D.C. Curry came on saying that John Lewis talks about civil all the time. Civil rights. Damn, that's a good joke.
You are so silly.
I love it. My man.
Jay just sat up.
He just sat up.
Don D.C. Curry's in for Jay Anthony Brown this morning.
That's right.